Let's talk a little bit about Saturday night. What should have been just a investigation of a minor crash turned out to be a little bit more than just that for one of College Station's patrolmen.
That's correct. It was just right before midnight on Saturday evening. One of our officers was investigating a minor crash located on the intersection of Birmingham and the State Highway 6 West feeder. While he was working the accident, he noticed a vehicle approaching the rear of his patrol car at a high rate of speed. He indicated he started waving his arms, trying to get the driver's attention to get him to slow down. And he said as the vehicle approached his patrol car and got closer, it did finally change lanes, slow down a bit as it passed. He said that he started waving his arms, wanted to get the driver's attention so he could talk to him about the rate of speed and the manner in which he was driving. He said, but instead of stopping to talk to him, the driver sped up and left. He got into his patrol vehicle and began traveling south on the feeder road in the same direction. He said that he had made note that this was a silver four-door sedan, and he had been able to get a visual look at the driver, so he did have an idea of what he looked like. He said that he could see the silver car speeding south and continued to gain speed and actually disregarded the stop sign at the intersection of the Feeder Road and Barron Road. He said that at that time, quite a bit of distance between himself and the silver car, and he lost sight of the vehicle near the intersection of the Feeder Road and Southern Plantation, which is a little bit south of Barron Road. About that same time, a few minutes later, we received a call from an individual who said that he was exiting Highway 6 onto the Feeder Road, and he was sideswiped by a silver four-door car that was traveling south on the Feeder Road. The officer responded to that area, got information from that individual who had been hit, and noted that it sounded like it was the car that he had been following. He got some information from the individual who had been hit. He had followed him to the area of Arrington and Fitch and said that it last seen him traveling south on Arrington Road. The officer traveled south on Arrington Road himself, found a silver Saturn Aurora, stopped in the 1700 block on the roadway. He said that he saw damage to the Saturn, had damage that matched what would have occurred and what was consistent with hitting the individual who had exited Highway 6. So the vehicle was still running and the driver was nowhere around. He said he started searching for the driver, was unable to locate him, and he contacted dispatch, requested a wrecker respond to the scene. As our normal procedure, he was doing inventory of the vehicle. Inside, he found a credit card, a notebook, the mail, and a cell phone belonging to Mr. Groves, who was the individual that we eventually arrested. We had another officer come to the area to attempt to help locate this person because we knew that he was on foot, and he did find the defendant as he was riding a bicycle, rode into a ditch, and fell off of the bicycle trying to hide himself from the second officer. He was detained, placed in handcuffs. The first officer, who had been the one who had almost been hit by him on the feeder road, was able to identify him as the driver of the silver four-door car. He was not able to pass his field sobriety test, and he did provide us with a breath sample that came back at 0.210 and 0.203, and as a result, he was arrested for driving while intoxicated. He was also charged with failure to stop and leave information due to being involved in the collision with the individual exiting Highway 6.